Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Kalmim Dalad, and we're starting Simon Aleph. So we're talking about the Lachos of Hesach Hadas. So let's just maybe give some background to the concept of Hesach Hadas. So a person makes a bracha, makes a shahakal on the food, let's say, for argument's sake, and then 5 hours later, he eats some more food. So he says, you know, I never said a bracha chayyad on that first food, but for whatever reason, correctly or incorrectly so. I made a shahakal five hours ago, so let it work for this. We say, what does that shahakal 5 hours ago have to do with what I'm eating right now? Fair enough. Now, the person is also to be, have hanoah from Elam Hazeh without a bracha. So we could have said, and it wouldn't be incorrect to say, the chazar masak and each bite that you eat needs a bracha. So a person says, I can't be in hand from Elam Hazeh without a bracha. I can't eat food from this world, partake of food without thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each morsel of food deserves a separate thank you. So you make a bracha and eat the first morsel, and make a bracha, eat the second morsel. So we said, Chazal said, no, we're going to say that the bracha that you say at the beginning extends over all of this achila. So now, once we do that, we need to define when does the achila end? At what point does it say, well, no, it doesn't work anymore? Because this sitting of eating has now ended. The meeting is adjourned, the conversation is over, and you're no longer continuing that act, the original act of eating. So one long act of eating, so the bracha works. We also have to discuss what was included in it to start with. So the person makes a bracha, Brei Piyuetz, and he eats an apple, then he wants to eat an orange. And the orange was sitting there on the table. He had no intent to eat the orange. Is that orange included in that original bracha or not? He said Brei Piyuetz, but he had no intent to eat anything more. So now this is like a new act of achila, arguably, or not. So we create two questions in this concept that we're saying that achila, we create a umbrella called achila, and we say the bracha is covering everything in that umbrella called achila. We have to define how wide the umbrella is, what's covered under this original definition of achila. And when it closes, at what point does it close? So the act of closing at the end is referred to as Hesach Hadas. That's one of the ways that the meal ends. We'll talk about the dinner Shini Mokum as well. The other reasons why the meal can end. The halacha says the meal has ended. But one of the definitions of that, which ends the meal, is called Hesach Hadas. When a person decides that he's no longer eating anymore, and in his mind, he turns off the process of achila. I'm no longer eating. So if we will have a true declaration of that fact, the session is over. Now, sometimes a person says that and then immediately changes their mind. So I'm on a diet, I'm not eating anymore. Oh, there's cake for dessert? Oh, yeah, I'm in. Well, what just happened? The Torah says that wasn't a real decision. And we know it wasn't a real decision because a second later he rescinded that decision by the virtue of the fact he saw what was for dessert. Since that is a natural thing for people to do, to say they're full and then decide to eat a little more. So just saying I'm full and I'm done, that alone would not necessarily be a Hesach Hadas. But there's going to be certain actions as a person does which clearly indicate that they're done. So the Chayyadim gives us the first example is a person washes Maimar Kharanim. So before a person benches, the Chazal or Masakan, we have to wash Maimar Kharanim. And by the person washing Maimar Kharanim, the person has clearly indicated that he's planning to bench. Chazal said there's a lacha of takev the Lenatila Bracha. That Til Shadayim should be done right before benching. There should not be any hafzik between the Til Shadayim and benching. So, you've clearly indicated by washing the Maimar Kharanim that you're no longer planning to eat. You're planning to bench. Then the person says, you know what, I am a little more hungry. I want to eat a little more. So there is an opinion in Halacha that he's not allowed to do that. He has to bench and then make a new bracha rishona. But we don't pass them like that. We hold that a person would be allowed to, in that circumstance, to eat, but he needs a new bracha rishona. And then he can use the benching for both of them. But he needs a new bracha rishona, and he has to wash him and again. So let's read the first line of the Chayyadim. Mishanota yada v'mayim rechardim. Once a person washes mayim rechardim, osul alechol elishtus gam osul lahafsik pediber. The take him until tzedayim acharim sarach lebarach birchas hamazon. So he can't do anything else. He has to bench. There has to be that immediately adjacent to the washing of mayim rechardim is benching. If the halacha will be allowed that you're allowed to talk afterwards and eat, so his washing doesn't indicate anything. But the halacha says that he's not supposed to interrupt between the tils of the mimer kharim and the benching. Vim writes a lechol or lishtos, and therefore if he would change his mind and decides he's not going to bench yet, he wants to eat a little more, so he'll have to wash mimer kharim again, and then the second washing mimer kharim will be the one which is adjacent to the benching. But okay, but he wants to eat or drink. Now what? The halacha is, sarach lebarach bracha rishon al masha yechol b'yishta. Shekvar hisiach daita. So he has to say a new bracha rishona, because he's clearly indicated that he's no longer planning to eat. So that's an example of hesach hadas. But b'tzarach lachzor b'litul yodav, he has to rewash his mayim rechardim. Kadei shetiyah tekev l'ntila birchos hamazon. There shouldn't be any interruption between the washing and the benching. A person should not do this. We'll talk about that more, Beis Hashem, in tomorrow's shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.